There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Spinney's Supermarket has traditionally specialised in quality imported products that don't necessarily place it at the cheap end of the grocery shopping spectrum. We're very pleased to have in the studio with us now the recently new CEO, Matthew Frost, who is looking at new ways to make money at the supermarket chain, as a new CEO should do. Matthew, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Been here 5 months now. Have you settled in?
Yeah, it really has been a voyage of discovery, whether that be working with the people I work with and learning more about what our customers want and more about the region. So it's been absolutely fascinating, and yeah, I'm loving it.
You've come
a brilliant opportunity.
Good. You've come from a background of Waitrose and Asda in the UK. Is it a big difference coming here? Do we buy and sell differently than UK?
There's definitely regional differences, but I think what I've certainly seen is that customers here are as discerning as they are anywhere else. And all retailing, whether it be fashion or whether it be food, the focus has to be on giving the customer what it wants. And I suppose, you know, it's been brilliant just looking at what customers do here, understanding more about the culture, and looking at how we can develop the business on what is already a very strong brand to be more reflective of those customer needs.
I see that people are a little bit more cash strapped than they were over recent years. I wouldn't have said generally that we were a particularly sort of price sensitive market. What are you finding?
I mean, price is part of a value paradigm, I guess, and certainly from what we strive to do is to make sure that we put the best quality produce in front of our customers at a price that we believe is fair for the sourcing that we do. But certainly, from what we hear from our customers, they understand that. It'd be fair to say, I mean, I read Dubai Mums and various other bits and pieces and see what they say, that maybe not everybody sees it that way, but certainly that's what's been central to our brand and will continue to be central to our brand as we go into the future. Quality, I think, in food is massively misunderstood, and certainly what we want to do is make sure that we're putting quality produce and quality product in front of our customers so they're able to appreciate maybe a different way of thinking.
To that end, you're actually increasing the amount of local produce that you're selling. What's behind that decision?
Well, look, the shorter the supply chain, the more control we have and are able to manage a lot of other things that are on customers' minds, whether that be produce waste or whatever else that might be. The big thing is obviously that taking things locally means that we can be even fresher. You take something like our fresh pressed juices, bringing over whole fruit and pressing that here means that we have a much fresher juice than you would do if you were shipping from the other side of the world, having to add stabilizers and various other bits and pieces to hold the product life. And we very much believe that the fresher we can make that product for our customers, the better the eating experience. And ultimately, quality, I think, is hugely important.
One of the criticisms levelled at UAE and the growing process here, until recently, was sort of high level of insecticides and pesticides as well. Do you go into the farms and look at that and make sure that that isn't happening nowadays?
Yeah, we work with 8 local producers on the produce side, mainly actually organic ones, so consequently we're not able to use those kind of things, and we work very closely with them to improve agricultural practice, yield for them. Clearly the other thing that we've done in recent years is also look to how we can take the whole of that crop as well, because there is an expectation that everything will be the same size, same shape, etc., etc. We've brought in I'm perfect range, but I suppose it could be read as imperfect as well, where it's just a slightly different grade, so that we can really help the local farming community able to get the best return on what they do, and then this also be able to reinvest in their businesses.
This is the kind of the ugly fruit trend. Every tomato has to look absolutely perfect.
I think certainly customers' views are changing in that regard, and clearly there are other things that people are starting to do at home, whether that be juicing and various other bits and pieces, where actually having that perfectly polished tomato isn't quite as important as it is if you're using it as a centerpiece of a salad or whatever else it might be.
What can you tell us about the holy month of Ramadan? Seasonal marketing strategies are nothing new to the supermarket industry. Wherever in the world you are, you have various seasonal events, whether it's Chinese New Year, whether it's Christmas, yeah. Ramadan here. How are you approaching that?
Well, I mean, as you say, I've been here 5 months. So one of the first jobs that I want to do is really understand the trading patterns of the UAE. And definitely you can see that Ramadan is... Not only is it a key part of the culture here, but it's also a key part of one of our key selling periods alongside Christmas, New Year, etc., etc. So, you know, things that you see, I mean, certainly in the 2 days after the announcement of official announcement of Ramadan, which we believe will be tomorrow, we see a significant step up in those 2 days at the beginning of Ramadan, somewhere between 20% and 25%. There are products certainly respond better during Ramadan, whether those be brands. And we've seen some of our brands already, because we actually launched our ambient range of Ramadan earlier this year in response to feedback from customers, where we've seen that those lines are actually performing 6 times better this year.
Well,
I wasn't sure, Richard, whether I could talk about the brand itself. You see, it's my being from the UK and not talking about, but Vimto is one of those brands. And Tafusa as well would be another one. So we see those things. But I think what we have really strived to do this year is look at how we can bring traditional Arab tastes, Arabian tastes, but actually put a twist on them so that they're not only great for local people, but also great for our expatriate community as well. And if I take something like the tartlets that we do in our bakery, which are frangipan topped, very, very nice, probably my personal favourite. You know, using figs and various other bits, dates, we're able to kind of put a local twist on those products.
I have to ask you, I mean, your background in supermarkets, as we said earlier, Waitrose and Asda, and we've recently seen Sainsbury's combined with Asda to pip Tesco as the number one UK supermarket brand. What was your reaction when you heard the news, and who do you think loses out in this deal? Is it going to be Tesco, Morrisons, or perhaps the independent corner shops?
I actually know a lot of the people who were involved in that deal, and all of them are hugely ambitious. From a customer perspective, I suppose if you shop in those fascias, there's definitely going to be economies of scale that they're going to be able to leverage as part and parcel of that deal. They will have 2 lots of logistics, 2 lots of this, 2 lots of that, and 2 lots of the other. So it'll be interesting.
Does that mean job losses?
Well, potentially. And I think that's the reality of the economy that, and certainly the way that the UK consumer has chosen to shop in the last probably 4 or 5 years. I think what it does do, whilst I was surprised to hear the news, when you look at it, there's a lot of sense in what they've chosen to do. You've got a very much a diverging market in the UK, one part of it going into a premium sector, and Waitrose has been a very a beneficiary of that, and clearly a stronger move into discounters given the arrival of Lidl and Aldi. And I suppose what Asda will be able to do is focus very much on how it takes those discounters on by the way that it operates. And I think what it will give Sainsbury's the opportunity to do undoubtedly is reposition itself back to where it probably was, certainly when I first got into retail in 20 years as a more premium brand, and that, as well as taking on Argos, gives them an opportunity really to leverage better buying economy, but also be able to have very different mix of product and services, which I think will be of benefit to both of them. Certainly, I think it will give Tesco's some challenges, but I think actually the whole of the market will have to respond. And in some ways, I think that's good for consumers. But from an innovation point of view, and this is something that I'm really passionate about in food, I think the more that we treat food as a commodity, the less that we're able to innovate. And I think that's something we've all got to be very careful of.
Matthew, thank you very much indeed. Matthew Frost, CEO of Spinneys, thanks very much for joining us. And enjoy your first Ramadan.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.